Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Friday, the 21st of August. It's 83. We got clear skies. Should be a beautiful afternoon and just a slight chance of showers in here on Sunday. Otherwise, pretty nice weather for this time of the year. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. Gavilon Grain out of Browns, the Edwards County Farm Bureau Young Leaders and the Wabash Valley Service Company conducted the 8th annual Edwards County Corn Yield Survey yesterday. The results show an estimated 2015 Edwards County corn average of 151.51 bushels per acre. Dixon Township was the lowest at 111.74 bushels an acre. Albion Township, that is, was the highest at 172 bushels an acre. That's the projection. The yields we got were varied based on the soil type and amount of moisture that the field had this summer, said Rebecca Perry, the Farm Bureau manager in Edwards County, with Edwards County Farm Bureau. Overall, she said those involved in the yield survey really liked the quality and quantity of the corn they found. The survey was conducted by randomly picking 6 fields in each township and 8 from Shelby due to the size, and then taking 3 samples from each field. 50 fields were checked. 2 fields were zeroed out because failed corn from excessive rain and flooding. But again, the Edwards County crop yield forecast for corn this year, 151.51 bushels per acre. WFIW News, time 12:16.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're proud to continue expanding by offering podiatry services with Dr. Amy Reeder at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Dr. Reeder specializes in foot and ankle health, including skin conditions, peripheral neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, diabetic foot care, and bunion and hammerhead surgery. To schedule an appointment, call 618-988-6034. Dr. Reeder is an independently contracted physician, not an employee of HMA.
Smart shoppers know the place to save is Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmine. This week you'll find country-style ribs for $1.39 a pound. Boneless chicken tenders are only $1.99 a pound. Van Camp pork and beans, 15-ounce can for only 50 cents. Norris pasta or rice and sauce, 89 cents each. And Prairie Farms 2% milk, 1/2 gallon for $1.79. Save on all this and more at Little Giant Grocery Outlet on Outer West Main in Carmine, where the giant stands high in the sky.
Save this month in the housewares department at Kincaid's in Fairfield. 2 pairs of latex gloves, $1. 32 ounces of Murphy's Oil Soap, $3. 32 ounces of Crud Cutter, $5. 32 ounces of Fantastic, $2. And 6 rolls of Sparkle Paper Towels, $5. For stone, ceramic, grout, steel, copper, silver, and other unusual surfaces, you'll find a cleaning solution every day in the housewares department at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
The horrific murder of a young White County couple in 2012 was featured last night on the Discovery ID Channel series entitled Nightmare Next Door. The episode, entitled Into the Woods, detailed the slaying of 23-year-old Jake Wheeler of Centerville and his girlfriend, 17-year-old Jesse Evans of Norris City. The man convicted of those killings, 39-year-old Danny K. Costin of Centerville, is currently serving a 53-year prison sentence for the shooting deaths. Costin avoided a jury trial back in August of 13 by opting for a stipulated bench trial before Judge Thomas Foster. The episode focusing on the double homicide was aired for the first time at 8 o'clock last night. It'll be rebroadcast this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Clayton L. Kendall, 24, of Fairfield, was arrested last night on charges of being in possession of more than 10 but less than 30 grams of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kendall was arrested following a traffic stop on Illinois Route 15 near Sims. A Wayne County Sheriff's deputy pulled Kendall's vehicle over for crossing the center line. Kendall posted bond and was released from custody. Corey J. Coley, 50, of Jeff, was arrested Thursday on a failure to appear in court warrant for possession of a controlled substance. His bond was posted, and he did get released from prison, or from the county jail, I'm sorry. Fairfield Community High School Board of Education met last evening in the FCHS Study Hall. The board approved a tentative budget for fiscal year 2016. Several board policies were presented for a first reading. Board accepted the resignation of Misty Snyder as an individual aide at Brownsville and also accepted the resignation of Marty Slover and Jeremy Ellis as girls' softball coaches. Fairfield Rotarians heard from the Fairfield Community High School fall sports coaches during their noon luncheon meeting Thursday in the Elks dining room. Addressing the club were Jane Best, tennis, Justin Sanders, cross country, Chet Snyder, volleyball, Andrew Williams, golf, and Justin Townsend, football. Mr. Townsend related there are currently 60 boys out for football this year, freshmen through seniors. Fairfield High School Superintendent and Rotarian Jill Fulkerson arranged for that special program. Well, the Illinois 4-H Foundation annually recognizes one 4-H volunteer per county for exemplary service to the Illinois 4-H program as a Hall of Fame winner. This year, more than 800 supporters watched the induction of 70 new members into the Illinois 4-H Hall of Fame, the largest inductee class to date. There was a local winner, and that was Debbie Farron from Edwards County. Debbie has been very active in not only her community, but 4-H programs, as she has assisted in all local 4-H activities for the last 26 years. She served as the Blue Ribbon 4-H Club leader. She supports basically anything 4-H. This year celebrated the 11th anniversary of the award, according to Angie Barnard, director of the Illinois 4-H Foundation. The ceremony was held on the Director of Agriculture's lawn on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. Ag Director Phil Nelson is a 4-H supporter and was last year's Illinois 4-H Foundation Alumni Award winner. The foundation was established the statewide Hall of Fame in 2004 to honor and celebrate extraordinary 4-H alumni, volunteers, and former 4-H staff members. A Chicago man has entered a guilty plea to charges he mailed a series of bomb threats to officials at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Derek Dewan Burns, age 22, will be sentenced December the 8th in U.S. District Court at Benton. He faces up to 10 years in prison. In pleading guilty to four separate counts of willfully making a bomb threat, Burns admitted that he made a series of bomb threats and threats of violence directed towards students at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, as well as faculty and staff members. FBI officials said the threats were made on October the 12th of 2012, October the 15th, 2012, and October the 1st, 2013. Three of the letters were entitled, quote, "The War on SIU." Investigators said that each letter was addressed to a combination of SIU staff members, students, SIU police, and the FBI, threatening bodily harm to employees as well as threats to blow up various campus buildings. At sentencing, Burns faces up to 10 years in federal prison, 3 years of parole, and a fine of up to $250,000. Mr. Burns remains in the custody of the U.S. Marshal Service, pending that December the 8th sentencing. WFIW News, time 12:23.
At Hubinger's Furniture Company, we think it's time to axe the tax. For a limited time, shop with us and let Hubinger's pay your sales tax. Plus, huge savings throughout the store, like reclining sofas for only $7.99, recliners start at just $249, or a table and four chairs for only $469. Many more discounts to numerous dimensions. All these very big deals even before we axe the tax. So hurry into Hubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East Flora.
Pat Garrett here with John Hosselton of Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. John, when someone chooses cremation, can family and friends still have a celebration of life?
Cremation gives you many options. You may want a full-service funeral, including a viewing, or you may want a memorial service to be held afterwards at any time. The most important thing is to meet with me in advance and make your arrangements. For more information, call John Hosselton at Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney at 673-2131, an affiliate of Keystone America, Inc.
Melinda Clifford, 33, of New Haven, was arrested Thursday evening on a charge of violating an order of protection. Clifford was arrested following a verbal dispute with an individual who was protected by an active order of protection. Clifford was also wanted on a warrant. Carmi City Police made that arrest. Don't forget the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest buttons are now on sale. They're only $2, and you can pick those up at Fairfield National Bank, People's National Bank, Carnaby Square, McDowell, Kinchlow, and Jessup, John's Butcher Block, First Financial Bank, the Wayne County Press, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, the Mail Connection, Chamber of Commerce, Uniquely Rustique, Vicki Leonard, Serendipity, Hope and a Future Christian Bookstore, the Chop Shop, Fairfield Banking Company, Save-A-Lot, and Joe's Body Shop. Now, folks, they'll be drawing for nightly prizes during the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest from $25 each night to the grand finale drawing of $100. So you can buy those through the Fun Fest. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation held its 11th annual golf scramble to raise money to help support the services, programs, and equipment need of the hospital. First place team in the morning scramble was sponsored by Alliant Management Services, made up of Steve Reed and Rich Farrell. During the afternoon scramble, first place went to the Hat Creek team that was made up of T.J. Vaughn, Dylan Searles, Blaise Belangi, and Michael Moult the second. That's Michael Moult second. The individual golf contest winners include the men's longest drive, Kurt Anderson, the women's longest drive, Lisa Linder, also known as Weezer, closest to the pin, Chastity Fry, longest putt, Bill Book, shortest drive, Susan Murphy, Mark Duncan won the 50-50 drawing worth $120. You can get your pork chops tonight at the Jeff Ruertan Building. It's the annual 4-H Foundation Pork Chop Fundraising Dinner. Serving will be from 5 until 7, and ticket prices are $8 for adults, $4 for kids. And it's Meet the Mules night tonight at Fairfield Community High School. All that action starts at 5 p.m. The Mulebackers will be serving barbecue starting at 5 this evening. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. At the noon hour, crude oil prices taking another dive off $1.11 a barrel at $40.21 a barrel. That's October crude oil prices. Yesterday, local refineries dropped their offering 50 cents per barrel. Today, they're paying $34.25 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel. He's your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow Jones Industrials taking another tumble, down 318 points at the noon hour at 16,673. The NASDAQ's off 103 at 4,774. In local and area deaths, 88-year-old Crossville resident Margie Johnson died Thursday at Deaconess VNA Plus Hospice in Evansville. She was a registered nurse and member of the Crossville United Methodist Church. Survivors include her husband, Theodore Ted Johnson of Crossville, a son, Michael L. Johnson, and fiancé Kim Dickey of Wayne City, daughter Jonna K. Higgins of Appleton, Wisconsin, a sister, Aldine Stevens of Philpott, Kentucky, and a grandson, Tyler Johnson. Services for Margie Johnson will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Crossville United Methodist Church, with burial in Oak Grove Cemetery at Grayville. Visitation will be tonight, 5 until 7, at the Crossville United Methodist Church. Memorials may be made to the Crossville United Methodist Church. The Cook Chapel of Crossville is in charge of the arrangements. Leanne Easton, 80, of Flora, died Sunday. Survivors include her husband, Bob, children, Sherry Easton Tanner, and husband, Mike, of West Valley, Utah, Robert Brett Easton of Henderson, Kentucky, and Jeffrey Dale Easton and wife, Lori, of Toole, Utah. Sisters, Jackie Slover of Flora, and Mary Seiler and husband Ralph of Effingham, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Services for Leanne Easton will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora, with burial in Orchard Hill Cemetery at Louisville. Visitations tonight, 6 until 8 at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora. Memorials may be made to the Clay County Cancer Support Group and will be accepted at the Cone Funeral Home in Flora. Services for Bruce Merriweather, 53, and his father, the Reverend Harold Merriweather, 75, both at Carmi, will be 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the First United Methodist Church in Carmi. Burial in Stokes Chapel Cemetery. Visitation 4 till 7 Saturday night at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated daily. And folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News, time 1229.
My name is Kim Romani. I put my heart and soul into this because it's about the patient. What we try to make it is your medical home. Home is where you can feel safe, you can feel warm, and you can feel loved. We have great providers. To be a patient here at Christopher Rural Health Planning Corporation, any one of our 13 sites, our belief is there is no income, no age, and no residency restriction to become a patient. We turn away no one. We accept everyone here. We are community-based, community-served, and we take community pride in what we do.
The most beautiful way to say I love you, a diamond from Jackson Jewelers in Mount Vernon. For your engagement, for your anniversary, a diamond says it all without saying a word. Many styles to choose from, including round or princess cut. Jackson Jewelers has the diamond to make her eyes sparkle and her heart melt. Plus, receive 12 months no interest financing with approved credit. For the love of your life at the moment of a lifetime, it must be a diamond from Jackson Jewelers. For over 86 years, 3002 Broadway in the Gallery, Mount Vernon.
And it is time to check the WFIW Fairfield Area Weather Forecast. That's WFIW Fairfield Area Weather Forecast. Sunshine today, high 81. Clear skies tonight, low 59. Sunny Saturday, high of 83. We do have a chance of showers Sunday, high of 83. Sunny Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. High of 78 Monday, 77 Tuesday, and 80 on Wednesday. 80 was our high yesterday, 53 the low this morning. And at 12:30 this afternoon, under mostly sunny skies, our temperature 83. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.